Hi, I'm Simon Campbell.
And I'm Susie Starlight of the Starlight Campbell Band.
Welcome to the Supertone Show.
She does it right. That's Dr. Feelgood.
It certainly is.
They've got an attitude, those guys, haven't they? Straight away you get this feeling with them, don't you?
Great show.
You kind of want to... I want to become troublesome and a bit comedic. You know what I mean? Like going around nicking people's chips or something.
It's like a seagull.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about this band is that they started in 1971 and completely out of fashion, pub rock sort of thing. They released this thing in 75. And was it recorded at Rockfield Studios?
Yeah, it was, because it started as Dave Charles as the engineer. And I met Dave Charles when I was a teenager, because I met him when he was a drummer, but I didn't realise he was engineering as well, down at Rockfield Studios with Kingsley Ward as well.
Well, of course, the show is about the second edition of the Linton Festival special.
Of course, yes. Welcome to the Linton Festival special edition, part two.
And yeah,
sorry.
The festival, of course, is held... and Ross and Y, which is just down the road
from
Rockfield.
Yeah.
So even though the band are really quite a different band than they were when they first started, because Lee Briller died and Wilco Johnson left and stuff, but, you know, they're performing virtually on the turf that they recorded this very track, produced by Vic Mail.
Yeah.
Who's very famous because he produced Motorhead.
No, I knew that name. I'm terrible with names, but I thought... And I was going to pronounce his surname as Mailer.
And, well, I don't know.
I don't know either. Carry
could
on.
Mailer, I don't know, yeah.
Carry on.
But he also did The Who Live at Leeds.
No way.
Yeah, but he was credited to The Who, but I think he actually recorded and produced it, even though. And of course, that album was remastered recently by our mastering engineer, who works with us, John Astley. So we're like one big family again. So I'm looking forward to meeting these new guys.
It ceases to amaze me, and I'm like a child. Every week when we chat about stuff, I can't believe how much we're connected in. In fact, everybody's connected in. Now, here's a bit of trivia for you. Did you know what the name of Dr. Feelgood was as it was evolving before it became Dr. Feelgood?
No.
The Pig Boy Charlie Band. Now, where did that come from?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, some people...
Drinking a lot.
Was that the era of, like, you know, happy drugs or something?
Well, 71, I mean, it's really very early, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, Led Zeppelin, you know, just released a few albums, two or three albums, and it's, like, very early. And to come up with this, it's, like, quite an unusual... Same because it's like punk R&B.
Yeah.
And of course, they really become very much to the fore in the punk explosion, you know, in 77, 76, because all of a sudden they were there, and they'd been there for years, but people discovered them because it was kind of punky.
Mm.
And Lee Briller was a cool frontman. Of course, Wilco Johnson, and I've got to talk to you about Wilco Johnson because
he's a character, isn't he?
Oh, my goodness me. What a great, you know, Game of Thrones he's in.
Yeah.
He was dying... Now he's very much alive, thankfully, because he's a really cool guy. And he used to play this transistor amp, and I used to poo-poo this HHIC-100 with his Telecaster.
Yeah.
And he struts around like some mechanical monster, and his right arm's very, very jagged. But he's got that incredible sound. And even when you watch him, I don't understand how he gets the notes when he's playing like that, because it's quite an aggressive thing, but it's quite detailed in a way. But that's a great driving guitar sound, you know. And it's probably one of my favourite rhythm guitar tracks, you know, because it kicks and really accurate and dead chopping, beautiful, you know. Love him.
Do you know, it's funny all this, and when you look into always is, oh, and it was this place in the charts and blah 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 blah. But this track, She Does It Right, failed to chart in the UK charts. It was their second single after Upset.
No.
Yep. So this is what I'm thinking of all the time. It's like, you know, sometimes you write this beautiful music and it's about timing. It's I don't know what else is going on in the world, but sometimes what I love is that, you know, you've just got to do what you do. And get on with it. And that's not actually reflecting sometimes, a lot of the time actually, whether or not the songs are crack or not, or great.
Mm.
You can tell I can hardly speak because I can't quite understand that. But I just think as an artist, you got to do what you do and keep doing what you do.
Certainly. And, of course, they influenced a lot of different artists. I mean, the Stripes, who we met, you know, a few years ago, we were on the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Really cool guys. They were very young then, but cool band, you know. And they've really influenced a lot of...
Paul Weller, Bob Geldof, the Ramones, and even Blondie as well.
Your eyes that wasn't there before, like me looking in an empty room without a floor. I cry, 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 cry over you. You're a hazy consecration, brighter than a light. Can't believe that you would ever leave a human soul. satellite. I cry, 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 cry over you. Time lies to hold of you. Now you're somewhere else in my mind. I remember not long ago, when you looked at me, you could do nothing wrong.
Band and Cry Over You from the album Blueberry Pie on Supertone Records. Oh!
That's us.
Now, this is only the second song that we've played, isn't it, from our from our records on these shows, because, you know, we try not to, you know, push down people's throat and be a bit too, you know...
Well, no, because the whole point was actually we don't really play it, because the show's about playing the music that we play at home, and I know we wrote it, but... There's a time and a place for that, really, isn't it? We're not narcissistic like that.
No, and I think the reason why we're playing it this week is that,
because we're playing at the festival, Linton Festival, Neil Ross on Wye.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yep. And we're kicking off the Saturday at 12:30.
I know.
So we'll be there. Looking forward to seeing all our friends and stuff.
And my family.
Yeah, and everybody. It's going to be really cool. You know, there's a lot of cool people on, as you can hear from the shows. Of course, last week was about Linton Festival as well. But yeah. Cry Over You, yeah.
Can I just say, I've got to... That song for me, you do it again with your guitar, and I'm not just buttering you up here as just as an There's an honest feel of your guitar playing there. You're saying something with your guitar. You're speaking so many things and saying things that words can't even express. And it melts me, you know. And I remember when we were mixing it, I knew when we got it right because I felt it, you know. When I felt it, then I knew that the balance was right, that the emotion of what we were trying to achieve was connecting with me when, you know, it gets on your hairs, on your arms.
Well, thank you. I mean,
well done, darling. Seriously.
Yeah,
beautiful.
A bit embarrassed here, but as ever. But I think the thing about that song and a lot of the songs that we're writing right now, because, I mean, we're in the middle of... we've virtually written the second album now, haven't we?
Yeah, our next album is going to be called The Language of Curiosity.
Yeah, and it's a bit different because we're pushing the envelope of the blues a bit further out, you know. And with this, what I like about it from a solo perspective is that when you're soloing over it, there's a lot of interesting chord changes, and therefore it gives you the opportunity to just move outside and not being wishing to be too technical, but that sort of pentatonic, that minor pentatonic thing. You can do other things and work more around the chords. You know, I find it more comfortable doing that. And what I like about the guitar sound on this, because I really, you know, as you know, through the hell of me trying all the amps.
Well, I just couldn't believe just how it was like you were in this laboratory, and you disappeared for weeks, and it was just beautiful, and it was just about
finding your
sound. Yeah. Yeah, okay, but I was just saying, how long are you going to be in it? But I didn't want, you know, I just knew that you were on this journey, and it was part of the whole creative process of the album, and I loved seeing you do that, you know.
The solos I did over 2 weeks, I didn't play those live. A lot of it was played live with the band, but all the backing tracks, but the solos were done. And on this, I used the Van Wielden Twinkleland. Our friend Peter Van Wielden in
great
Hurin,
name, by the way.
Appledoon.
I love that name, Twinkleland.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joe Bonamassa, until pretty recently, used to use his amps. And there's a lot of cool people using them. They're like a Dumble clone thing. But, I mean, it really worked for me, because it has a lot of expression to it, and when you push it, it just moves into distortion. You can clean it up by just, you know, your pick attack and the amount of pressure that you play on the strings. And I was using that custom guitar that was built for me by Gordon Whittemore 20
Yonkers
years
ago.
Yeah, with two humbuckers, like a Telecaster thing with a tremolo arm. It's a bit of a Frankenstein, really, but it sounds to me it sounds great. But you know, it was really interesting, and I think the vocal on that as well. I mean, it is tricky, and the lyrics are very special to us. I mean,
they are. We're not going to say anything
about
it.
Of course, we can't say anything
about
it.
Of course not, because it's open to your own interpretation. But
we enjoyed it. And I think the next record, we're going to go on a similar vein in terms of the recording methods, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very simple.
Because that's our ethos. Analog all the way.
Analog, direct, live, you know.
And that just means that basically it'll sound like we're alive, we're fresh, and we're in the room, basically.
Yeah, I think we are.
Kicking the ass
out of it. Are we alive?
Of course. So, yeah, so that's that was a song called Cry Over You from our album Blueberry Pie. And, we're also... So we'll be playing at Linton Festival on July the 7th. And we're going to be touring later on in the year. We've got some fantastic news about a festival that we're playing in Australia, but we can't tell you right now because it's embargoed. It hasn't been there for public release, but we're totally stoked
about
it.
We can say we're headlining one of the nights, though.
Woo!
We can't say that, I think, because nobody knows where it is. Anyway, we're looking forward to it.
Got the motivation.
Ain't Got No Money by Surrey Shaw from the album Force of Nature, which was released on Manhattan Records in 2016. What a voice!
Got a set of pipes on that girl. No doubt about it.
It's true. I can't wait to hear her live, you know, because I think she does. You can just feel it with her. She's got these incredible pipes, like you say.
Why, darling? When are we going to see her live?
Because Surrey Shaw is playing on Linton Festival. In Rossamay, Herefordshire. I'm speaking with an American accent because she comes from America. So, yeah, I can't remember where she's from now, actually. I think it's New York.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, the producer of that is
ubiquitous... Mr. Mike Vernon.
He's everywhere.
I love it.
Did he come out of retirement to do that record?
Well, so it says, but when I looked into it, basically the story goes from what I was reading that Mike was invited to receive a Keeping the Blues Alive award at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis.
As you do.
As you do. And Sari was singing. And so he hadn't worked. I think he'd retired and he hadn't worked for about 10 years. But he'd already been working, or I think was around that same time with Lawrence Jones, Ollie Brown and Sari Shaw. So I think there were a few people at the time, but he was so inspired that I think, I mean, I don't know, I'd have to ask him, because there are different accounts of he coming out of retirement for different people, basically. When
well,
you
even
things.
Though we must play one of his tracks every show.
It's cool, isn't
and,
it?
And virtually every show that we've ever done on this podcast, I think there's one reference to Mike Vernon, because he was the principal mover in the British blues explosion and the British invasion, and he's an incredible guy, and yep. we must meet him.
I know. I was thinking that. It was odd, really. I mean, so Mike produced this, but also Walter Trout has got a song on the album as well, Force of Nature. So
sounds fishy to me.
Yeah. And of course... Sorry, do you know what? Sometimes I just ride past those ones. But you sound like Muttley.
No, my dad used to laugh like that. Oh, God. Joe Campbell is not dead.
No, exactly. He lives on in you very much so, darling. Yeah. But so Sari was also voted for Best Vocalist in the European Blues Awards 2017 and 16, actually. Mm. And she's been inducted into the New York Blues Hall of Fame. And she spent several years touring the America and Europe with Joe Louis Walker and Papa Chubby. Mm. So she's been music. You can tell it's really a part of her life. And of course, on guitar on that album is our friend
in his sideboard.
Right, that's enough. Now behave. Right, Innes Cyburn, and of course Innes Cyburn and Marcus Malone have formed a band together. And so it's going to be
them
like
on the last week's show, didn't we?
It did. We yeah. did as well. So they're playing at Linton too. So we've basically got this big family reunion of people.
And this was recorded in Spain because Mike was living in Spain, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know where it was recorded, but it was recorded in Spain. That's what we believe.
It was recorded in Spain, and a couple of extra bits were popped in Britain. But also the other thing as well with Sari, she's got a new CD coming out, so she'll be touring later on this year in November and also March next year. So she put on a Facebook page actually, looking forward to seeing you guys at Linton, which I thought was lovely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, look forward to seeing you.
Like a puppy in a Hessian sack. Don't care.
Baba Jack, The Money's All Gone, from the album Rooster.
Released in 2012. Mm. And people describe Baba Jack as explosive tribal blues.
Yeah, it's really great groove in that. What I like about it, it's very dark, so I like the darkness of the sound, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty compressed. It sounds a bit Robert Plant-y.
Ah, that's interesting that, you say that.
That sort of, that sound and the production values, it's got that later Robert Plant thing going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Now, these guys are based around sort of Hereford, Morven way, which is really interesting for me, because when I was growing up in Ross and Wye, it was one of those things that, you know, it fascinated me to think about musicians and artists living on your doorstep. You know, when you're a child, you kind of think, oh, my God, you play guitar, sort of thing.
Well, every time you think about Malvern, you think about the water, don't you? So the water must be very good for them.
Well, I always think of the Malvern Hills because we used to go walking there. So it was a long, we had to go all the way up to the top. There was some kind of shed thing or some kind of restaurant, I remember as a child, that you'd have to do the really long walk to get there. I can't remember now anyway.
Right, it wasn't a pub, was it?
I wish it was. It's not like the Strawberry Duck when you could go around. There's a pub in North Manchester by one of the lakes.
Turton, it's in Turton.
Yeah. Yes. And I always remember that you could walk around the lake and then go to the pub for a pint.
Yeah.
Which is quite cool.
Feekston's Old Peculiar.
Oh, I remember, don't get me started.
Well, I remember going in there and not remember coming out quite a few times, you know.
Great name though, isn't it? Strawberry
yeah, and
Duck.
They used to have a great... Yes, used to have a great little band playing up there. And there's some Manchester session guys that used to play up there.
Oh, right.
And they used to go, it was like a trio, double bass and stuff. And it was a really great evening, you know. And as I said, I used to get tremendously pissed in there, you know. And, you know, pissed as in drunk for the Americans.
Yeah. No, that's cool. But getting back to Herefordshire now, when we're talking about Baba Jack. Now, what was quite interesting is that Pete Feenstra has just done a radio interview with the band. Troy Redfern from Hereford, he's an artist and multi-instrumentalist in his own right. And he's now working with the band as well as doing his own solo stuff. And he's kind of part of that dirt blues scene. And he joined early last year, so they've been co-writing together. But what was really nice, the lead singer was just saying that before, when they've been writing, because they've been together around 10 years, this whole sort of band that she's in, her writing has been, the language of music was something that she was very conscious of the grooves, of the feel of the music, that it was something that people love to dance, and so she really wanted to include those kind of grooves in the music, because they wanted people to dance and to really connect with...
It certainly works on that track, you know. I haven't heard an awful lot of Baba Jack in terms of recorded material, but this is, you know, it does have that thing about it, doesn't it, you know?
And they've got a great label name as well. Running Rooster Records.
Well, of course.
Oh, that's like Free Woodwick, isn't it? It's like Running Rooster Records. Oh, no, what have they done? 3 hours in a row. That's so not funny. I can't believe I got away with that one as well. But, and also the great news as well. So Baba Jack are playing at Linton Festival, but also they've recently recorded a live album at the Robin 2 in Wolverhampton, and they called it The Big Event. So that's really great. And this marks a new era for the band. It's like a new energy writing now with Troy. It's just something. Becky was talking about the softer underbelly of the band as well. So they're going to have more dynamic. I think there's something different to expect from the band now as they're moving. And that's really good, you know, when you have different personalities in a band. how that those influences change your expression and how you go and you respond to each other in a different way. I'm really looking forward to hearing it, actually.
Yeah, well, so am I. Listening to the Supertone Show with Susie Starlight and Simon Campbell of the Starlight Campbell Band.
And we're doing a special Linton Festival edition of the Supertone Show this week. It's part two. And that was a song called Ain't No Grave by Davy Knowles from The Outsider, which was released in 2014.
And Davy Knowles is from the Isle of Man, now living in Chicago.
Yes, sir. That's what they say on the Isle of Man. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Indeed.
And we know him very well because I've played with him quite a bit over the years at the International Youth Games, was it?
Commonwealth Youth Games.
Yeah, and also at the first garden party, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was right, we had a charity festival here on the island. I was running the stage, I remember.
Yeah. And I put a band together for him with Kev Whitehead on drums, who's my drummer from ages ago. Now plays with Barker James Harvest. Steve Rowe on bass, great bass player. Myself and Davey was singing and playing guitar and doing his stuff. And it was a fantastic, beautiful weekend, wasn't it? The weather was ace.
And it was one of those festivals as well. Well, it was a new one. And the people, everything was just beautiful, wasn't it? And it was a magical night indeed.
Yeah, it was great, really good. And but Davey, you know, he's a hero of the island and also a great guitar player. You know, there's a lot of great guitar players out there, but Davey's a great guitar player. His singing's great. He's a very, very nice bloke. He's a full-time musician and works very hard in the USA. He's going to be a dad soon.
I know. Congratulations, hey. That's exciting. Fantastic. With him and his wife, Amber.
Yeah. So it's you know, and Steve Crisanto actually produced that record. And Steve, of course, well, not of course, but he wrote and produced Put Your Records On by Carine Bailey-Ray.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Now that connects up, of course.
That's right. And his manager, Bob Miller, who we also know very well, he lives on and off on the Isle of Man, and he put him together with Steve Crisanto because Bob Miller used to be Carine Bailey-Ray's manager.
Yeah.
So it's like another web, slightly different web than the British blues scene, but it's a web, you know.
And I know what happens with you and Davey because you're always messaging each other. He's asking you about your rig and saying, how do you configure that? You're like geeks, you two.
Yeah. It's fuzz pedal talk and capacitor talk.
Because you had that
Bluetooth
tone, didn't you, amp as well?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, years ago,
you know,
I remember.
Something? I think he might have used it on this album because I remember he borrowed it off me and had it shipped over to the UK for him to use. And I think it was this album. In fact, it might be that very track. So, Bluetone, made by
Brandon Montgomery. Because
yeah.
We went to visit Brandon.
Yeah, in Denver.
The States.
Yeah. And when we saw Jim Drake, who makes guitars for us.
I know. Great. See, this is it. There we go again. We're just naturally just talking about all these different connections. It's like whether it's a guitar amp builder, a luthier, managers, producers,
yeah.
Graphic design, everybody seems to be all in one big family.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing, you know. But just going back to this album, I mean, it was a great album. Because I think the one before that was produced by Peter Frampton.
Okay.
That was his second record, and his first one was produced by Dave Armstrong, actually on the Isle of Man. That was the one that really broke him in the States,
yeah.
Backdoor Slam. And he did, you know, really, really well. And, you know, I take my hat off to him because he's gone from strength to strength. It's tough being a full-time musician.
Yeah.
And it's tough actually moving away and going to a new country and actually doing it from scratch, you know. So,
sure.
You know, I've got a lot of time for Dave Nils.
get out my way. Ain't nowhere to make mistakes, so best get out my way. Gotta hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. I gotta hit the ground running. Hit the ground running.
Catfish, Hit the Ground Running, the opening track from the album called Broken Man. January 2017, launched at the Half Moon in Putney.
That's a great venue, though, to launch an album.
It's a fantastic venue. And we are playing there next year.
I know, it's very exciting, isn't it?
It certainly is. Next March, is it?
It is, March the 6th.
Yeah, it should be really good. Tickets are not on sale yet, but plenty of time for that. Anyway, so, back to Catfish, who've done rather well with this album.
They have indeed. They're British Blues Award winners and European Blues Award nominees.
Mm.
And they play that these guys are so hardworking. They're out most weekends.
It's unbelievable.
Just fantastic. And the front man is a chap called Matt Long. He's aged 23. He's just completed a degree in guitar performance at ACM in Guildford.
And, right, and yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he's... they just... incredible.
Yeah, and Paul Long, that's his dad, has a show on Mixcloud and various other places.
Yeah, it's Blues and Roots Connections.
That's right, yeah. And he's a cool guy. He's played our stuff a bit and we've, you know, we are playing Catfish now. It's all good.
Indeed.
And he's a keyboard player, isn't he?
He is
in this band.
Yeah, so it's like, so what I love about that is that you've got father and son playing in a band together, and they're out on the road, and I think that's a beautiful thing to be sharing. And Paul works for the BBC as a live music producer, so it's nice for him to actually be the artist as well. I can imagine as well.
Yeah.
Getting out there and writing
songs from behind the mixing
console.
Yeah,
I mean, it is interesting sometimes, you know, before, because there's that balance, isn't it, between actually facilitating other people, but also a lot of people have that artist creative heartbeat in them, and it's really important in a lifetime to fulfill both sides. You don't have to just do one or the other. I think these days people recognize that, especially when you don't have a career for life, a lot of the time you have to chop and change and go where the work takes you, especially with all the technology changing. I love that you can do a bit of production, a bit of performance.
The other side
of life.
The other side of the glass. I'm just reading a book by Phil Brown at the moment, who's engineered an awful lot of great records.
Mm.
And it's some of his highlights in the book, he's talking about going and actually playing. And he can't really play it. It's just that it was a talk wanted him to go in next door and actually do some stuff. He never really played an instrument, but he was making noises and making sort of stuff. But he was really, you know, really engaged in it, and he loved it, you know, actually going out and doing something that was actually captured on tape, you know, for a change. It's fantastic.
Mm. It is, isn't it? Well, Catfish also, by the way, I haven't told you this, they're in the middle of recording their next album.
Right.
So that's something to look forward to.
Mm.
But they really are, like, part of the heartbeat of the British blues scene as well at the moment, and they see, we're going to meet them. We haven't met Paul or Matt yet.
No.
A message, and he said, "Oh, yeah, but we're there on the Sunday." It's like, but it's my birthday on the Sunday, so anyway, we'll be around at some point.
Although we might not remember we met them. that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, talk to me about the band that's opening Friday night.
Ah, now there's a band called Travelling Red Wing, and I had a chat with Mike, actually, Mike Bannister, and they're a new band that just got together, so unfortunately we can't actually play any of their recorded material because they're writing at the moment and they haven't actually recorded anything. But I asked Mike just to tell me a little bit about the band so we could mention them on the show.
Mm.
So they're American blues country rock and roll done by Brits, that's what he was saying. And they're all seasoned veterans of the Kidderminster rock and blues scene. And Rob Plant used to regularly sing with the guys at local venues when he came off tour, and from the 70s up until now.
So it's like a bit of a supergroup, really.
Yeah.
A local supergroup.
They've worked with various loads of artists, including Jim Capaldi, Robbie Blunt, Chicken Shack. And Mike was telling me, he said the bass player has been in that many bands since the 60s. You could write a whole book about him, from playing Clapton's guitar when he supported the Yardbirds to being offered a T-shirt from Steve Marriott while supporting the Small Faces.
Blimey. Well, what a thing. That's amazing.
So I look forward to hearing them. So they're opening Linton Festival Friday night, Travelling Red Wing.
So just talk to me about Linton Festival. It's on...
It's from the 6th to the 8th of July.
Right, and it starts on Friday evening,
doesn't
it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, we're on Saturday. We're kicking off the Saturday at 12:30.
Yes.
Starlight Campbell Band. The headliners on Saturday night...
Big Country.
Big Country. On Sunday night, it's Davey.
Yeah.
And on Friday night, yeah, it is the...
Think Floyd.
Think Floyd. And talking of Floyd...
Yeah. definitely wasn't the right.
I love that, Cruising for a Bruising. A track called Money by Pink Floyd from the album Dark Side of the Moon, released in 1973.
And I saw them perform that live at the Empire in Liverpool.
That must have been incredible.
Well, I was only 16. I was a lad. I just started playing guitar. And I remember hearing the quadraphonic sound. It had a great sound system and back projection on a big circular screen. And it was incredible, you know. And Dave Gilmour Live was fantastic then. Yeah. And the sounds on that record are great, you know. Alan Parsons engineered it. You know, I love that tremolo, a very fierce attacking tremolo. I love the way the reverb drops out in the middle and it sounds like you've been sucked up like a vacuum cleaner, like that.
Yeah.
And it's just great, you know. And it changed, you know, the sound and recording of rock, really. You know,
Do you really think so?
Yeah, totally, yeah. Yeah, it really changed it, yeah. Because I remember, you know. Because, you know, there was a lot of heavy bands out there and progressive rock. I mean, yes, we're kicking around, of course, but it was, you know, a really cool era. But these guys really cut it. And, of course, featuring High Watt amps.
Of course, Roger Waters on bass and High Watt, because I use a High Watt amp.
You do indeed, and we're endorsees for High Watt, which is really cool.
I know, High Watt amps. That's so exciting as well. But it's the sound, it's just the sound of just beautiful, it's alive.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And I love the tape loops as well, you know, with the sound effects on that. That's the one thing, when I first heard the album, was like really, really different, nice.
Pioneered by Jeff Emerick with the Beatles, I think.
Yes, indeed, as I'm reading the book at the moment after you.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So on Friday night at Linton Festival, there's a band called Think Floyd that will be playing, and they are the definitive Pink Floyd experience. And Nick Mason describes the band as being brilliant. He said they're really good. And so they're sort of renowned for recreating Pink Floyd's timeless music and performing a selection from the different albums, from Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, The Wall, and much more. So they're headlining Linton Festival on Friday night.
Well, I hope we can catch them. We are on our way back from Bristol. We could play the Mother's Ruin, aren't we?
On Thursday night. Yeah.
It's warm up, and then we're...
So we're opening Linton Festival, the Starlight Campbell Band, on Saturday at 12:30. Hope to see you there.
That's right, yeah.
And our band is Johnny Henderson on keys, Steve Gibson on drums, you're on guitar.
I most certainly am, and you're on bass.
Indeed.
And vocals. That's great.
So exciting, though, because I was born and grew up in Ross and Wye, so it's so looking forward to going back home. But if you want to get hold of us as well, you can get hold of us via Instagram, Starlight Campbell, Twitter, Susie and Simon, and, of course, Facebook.
And the show is available on Mixcloud, Spotify, iTunes and iHeartRadio, so please tell your friends. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Linton Festival on the 6th, 7th and 8th of July.